The call to Dre. Dre back again to talk travel on a Tuesday so you can get away for the weekend. Get away with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, allowing you to explore abundant biodiversity, rich culture, breathtaking landscape, and diverse attractions. Dre has just come back from a yoga retreat in the Northern Rivers, looking radiant.
Oh, you know, I heard the call, Danny, and I came running or cycling.
You cycled back?
Yeah. So we went to the Northern Rivers to do a cycling trip, a two-day cycling trip.
Okay.
And we teamed it up with going to Krishna Village, which we'll call KV, for 4 days.
Nice.
And it was so nice and zen. So
where is it? Where's KV?
It's at Yungala, which is in the Tweed Shire. It's only about a 10-minute drive inland to Murwillumbah, which we were for the rail trail. So we thought, why don't we put it all together? So tucked in to Yungala, beautiful farmland, there is a 1,000-acre community-run self-sustainable yoga farm.
That's a lot of acres.
And a group of devotees of the Hare Krishna actually bought that land.
Yep.
So it's 1,000 acres in the 1970s. Guess how much they bought it for?
I don't want to know.
Ooh, it's going to anger you. $70,000. Wow. $70,000 for 1,000 acres. That's, anyway, I wish I would buy land when I was still in my mum's womb, right? So now the farm is actually that they made the farm for the Bhakti yoga people.
Yep.
So like to kind of live their spiritual life. And listen to that. I think it's quite sweet.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a path of Hinduism and they do yoga devotion. So instead of like yoga asanas, like actual movements, it's about simple living and it's about just loving. Just connecting with the earth and connecting with people. And
these are beautiful things to be doing.
It's what we need to be doing now, uniting universal love. But KV, actually, the farm brings a lot of people from everywhere. So it's people that are just volunteers of Bhakti Yogi that want to stay there. There's also people that want to do the yoga teacher training. So it's about level one, 200 hours just for the yoga teacher training. Or you can go for a massage course so you can learn how to do all that as well. Or you can go for the retreat, and that's me.
That's what you did.
I wanted to go there for the retreat. So we stayed at a private cabin, and it overlooks this beautiful lake and a cow shed. But you get this program every week. You don't stay in the cow shed, no.
No. Well.
But if you see how these cows are living, you'd probably want to.
Yeah.
Now, there's a program that comes out every week. It changes every week, so you receive the next program on Sunday for the following week. You get 3 meals a day, which is amazing, which I want to talk about that because there's a few highlights I want to talk about.
Okay.
But it's all vegetarian food. And you know how I feel about vegetarian food? But I came back and I absolutely loved it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know. I'm like, this is what everyone was talking about. This food is delicious.
Okay. So, all right, we'll get to that in a second. What are some of the other highlights of KV? Because I think I can tell what one of the main highlights for you would have been. And that would have been the...
Yoga, 100%. So they do 3 classes a day at the yoga hall. There was more.
Really?
Yes, I wish there was more. And if you can, please put more classes on. So it's in a big hall in the yoga hall. One whole side of the hall is a floor-to-ceiling window.
Oh, wow.
And it overlooks this massive field, a green field. So the instructor sits in front of that. So when you're facing the instructor, all you see is just green field behind him. It is zen. It is so zen. So I used to do a lot of yoga in Bali, in Canggu and in Ubud. And this is the exact same feeling, like where you get the yoga instructor there and all you just see is green around you. And it really does something to you.
Yeah.
It makes you feel wholesome and relaxed. But again, 3 classes, the 5 a.m., you always have a slow flow yoga. Then you at 6:30, straight after basically, gentle Hatha yoga. And then at 4:15, the yoga changes. Sometimes it's intermediate, sometimes it's gentle. So if it's the first time you've ever done yoga before, this is perfect because you're in this this retreat and what do? You're just going to do yoga all day.
That's it.
And guess what? You're going to become more confident and then you're going to get into your practice more. But, okay, I do a lot of yoga classes here in Sydney. And what I do recommend is if you are going to go there, do Lakshmi Van's class because he is a living legend. So he is the guy that brought power vinyasa power yoga to Sydney and trained everyone for it here. So he's got award-winning classes in Newcastle, in Brisbane, and in Canberra, and in here.
Yep.
Shout out to Power Living Yoga Studio. They've got two studios here in Sydney, one in Neutral Bay, one in Manly, and he set up the whole thing for there.
Okay.
And it's great. Can you see how excited I am?
If I wasn't going to do yoga and just wanted to go for the meals, the vegetarian meals, tell me more.
Yes. So they do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. By far, just lunch is amazing. So actually, I got there, the first day I got there, went to the lunch, looked at it, went, oh, okay, this is amazing, took a bite and went, where has this been my whole life? I was like, I have to talk to the chef. And I did. I spoke to the chef. And this chef out of Krishna Village, she was actually a chef in a big city.
Yeah.
And she got burnt out, came here and decided to be a chef there. And thank gosh she did, because the food was brilliant. I kept coming back. I went back for more.
No worries. Did they teach you any tricks?
Okay, now you actually can do a cooking class, so you can actually cook the food here. So it's actually from the head chef overall, but you can get her meals as well.
Great.
So they kind of teach you how to do fragrant spice masalas. They also teach you how to do vegetarian preparations, and they teach you the main ingredient of their food. And you know what that is?
What's the main ingredient?
Love and devotion.
Okay, I love
I don't
those.
Know about you, but I put love in my
both
food.
Both of those things.
Does not taste like that, so I don't know. There's something else in there.
Oh dear, this
You've
is really, really
well.
Awesome. Yes, so there's workshops where you can learn about meditation.
Yes, it's all about self-love. So you learn how to do gratitude workshops, self-healing as well. All great things we need, especially now more than ever.
Can you go and say hello to the cows?
Oh my God, so they've got 100 cows on the farm.
They've
got a lot of cows. And these cows are just merely, their purpose is to live on the farm. They live up to 20 years old.
Do they?
Cows out there do not live more than 5 years old.
Just
which is crazy.
Well,
so this is why I want to be a cow there.
There's some massage there as well.
Yes. Yeah, so we did a few just to go through some of them. One of them is Reiki, healing.
Sound healing.
Yes. So it's all about energy. Another one is Ayurveda. And that one's quite nice because they use a lot of oils. Martin was the guy that did my Ayurveda massage, and Martin has magic hands. It was so relaxing, and they put all these oils on you as well, and I left like levitating, basically. And the last one they have is red light therapy as well.
Yeah?
So red light therapy, they've got a 360-degree bed you sit in. It's like those tanning salon beds.
Yeah.
But it's like LED lights. You can change the color. And, okay, I don't know what anyone says about LED lights. They are amazing. I've got an LED one for your face, for your skin. Brilliant. It's Korean skincare as well. Brilliant. But LED light was actually made from NASA.
Oh, right.
So the beauty industry came in and went, excuse me, let's use this.
Where I used to work.
Duh.
But
the area is beautiful.
Beautiful farmland.
Yeah, beautiful farm. It's green. It's an area that you want to go to. You just want to get lost in. And Mount Warning is the main, wherever you are, you look up and that's Mount Warning. It actually used to be an active volcano from the Tweed. It used to be called the Tweed Volcano.
Oh, yeah.
It erupted, and then basically that's why everything is lush and green there and subtropical. It's so different. It's amazing. We also stayed at a cabin in Mount Warning for a while, which was nice. And we visited the town of Yuki, which is this young hippie town.
Beautiful.
Honestly, we stayed there a bit too long. It was amazing.
My gift to you this Christmas is that I didn't say anything when you started talking magic hands and oil. Thank you very much, Essence Sri Lanka. Thank you, Dre. Wishing you all of the best for the season.
You too. Hope you get away.
Will you get away? Will you join us in 2026?
Of course I will, if you have me.
I'd love to have you here, Dre. Thank you so much for everything this year. Here's some Memory Motel. This one's called Coming Together. 2SER Breakfast.